establish a more wakeful way of being, a more wakeful way of living, mindfulness of breathing serves simply as an accessible point where we can begin to anchor ourselves, where we can begin to establish a ground of calm abiding. Calm abiding is a very important phrase, you know, because so many people approach mindfulness of breathing as a way of almost trying to just concentrate and to shut out everything else. But it's really not really taught that way in the early texts. This calm abiding in the midst of all things. The present moment can seem so very, very full, overfull, can't it? Full of thoughts, full of sensations, full of sounds, full of demands. And in the midst of all of this, we explore the possibility of nurturing a calm abiding, a place of resting within, listening to, without being caught in the narratives, the complexity, the busyness. I mean, the wonderful thing about mindfulness of breathing is that, well, I think the wonderful thing about the practice is that we already have everything we need. You know, we don't need to try and have a breath. You know, we don't need to manufacture something. We don't need to contrive something. It's already here, and we're learning to listen to what is already here and begin to nurture that capacity for calm abiding in the midst of the thoughts, the agitations, the moods, the busyness. Ah, can rest here within this single breath, with just feeling this single breath. So it's not about how many breaths in a row we have, or, you know, how good we are at being on top of this process. It's actually attuning ourselves to the process that is already there. It's an anchor. It's a way of simplifying. It's a way of beginning to simplify amidst all of the complexity and the busyness. Just to feel this one single breath, the body breathing, from its beginning to its ending. But establishing mindfulness of breathing also establishes a quality of responsiveness. Because it's very likely in a single sitting you will have far more moments away from the breathing than you have within it. You know, there will be far more moments where your attention is drawn to a sound, drawn to a thought, drawn to a body sensation. This is not an error. It is simply that something else has become more predominant, is speaking to us in a louder voice. Just simply speaking to us in a louder voice. But what we're obviously doing is not treating those moments of departure as somehow we got it all wrong, but actually learning to bring the same mindful, wakeful curiosity to those moments, and to simplify here too. To know a thought is a thought, to know a sensation or a sound as a sensation, as a sound. And it's those moments where we begin to discover we actually may actually have a choice. And this is one of the great gifts, I think, of mindfulness, is discovering there may be a choice in that moment. Whether we're going to fuel that thought or that image or that body sensation with lots of thoughts or reactivity or speculating or aversion or wanting it to go away, or whether we're going to meet those moments and know them simply as they are. It's that first element of mindfulness, which is simply knowing, which is actually the very crucial first step in non-identifying. The thought is not me. The body sensation is not me. We're not defining ourselves by the content of our experience, but simply knowing it as it is and establishing, instead of identification, a kind of curious kindness, as one teacher describes it, an affectionate curiosity. Affectionate curiosity, to know this thought, to know this body sensation, And we discover when we're not fueling a thought or an image or a memory, or I should say, with more thought or with more reactivity, it finds its natural process of arising and passing away, of beginning and fading. And then we return our attention to that core anchor of just feeling this one breath, just being present within this one breathing process. Okay, so once more, just establishing our ground in our posture, in our body. Sensing what it is just to sit. Sensing what it is to inhabit this body fully. Knowing that every moment we're truly embodied is a moment of being truly present where we are. Aware of the body sitting, the body sensing, the body listening, and mindful of the body breathing. Cultivating a calm abiding in the midst of the busyness, the thoughts, the fullness. Simply knowing, just one breath, one moment at a time.
Thank you.
Just being mindful of where your attention is resting in this moment, and the quality of that attentiveness.